Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
A priest told a story about his friend to me. And he said, I have a friend who is a great man, but sometimes he's a little annoying. But I remember a conversation I had with him, and the conversation was full of complaints. And his friend said, Ah, Father, why do we have to fast? Ah, my spiritual father is making me to pray a lot. Why do I have to go to church more than on Sundays? The conversation went on, and after he finished, the priest was allowed to say a word or two. So this priest asked him, why do you want to be a Christian? His response was, I want to be a Christian, but I do not want to be a monk. And the priest told him, the gospel is the same for you and I and for the monks. We all must struggle. He was not happy with that answer at that moment. But the priest said that they both understood at that moment that there is no other way. I like this story. Truly, there is no other way. Look, I'll give you an example. We are blessed to have food literally at our fingertips. We get hungry, we get on the phone, and we order whatever our stomach desires. We eat food, and food gives us energy, and we go on with our life until we get hungry again. So we repeat the process, but maybe next time we'll go to our fridge and fix something for ourselves to get the body the sufficient nutrients for energy. This is a natural response. We get hungry, we eat. But what if we chose not to eat? First, we would get really cranky. Then we would lose a lot of weight. And then if we continued not to eat anything, we would die. So if we decided not to eat anything, we would die within 2 or 3 months. And if we refuse to drink any water, then it's about 3 days. Scary, isn't it? That's why we eat and drink, to preserve ourselves. But are we willing to do the same thing for our eternal life? Are we willing to preserve our soul to the best of our abilities as we do to our body? Our soul requires nutrition. Actually, a lot of fathers of the church say that soul requires more nutrition than the body does. Nutrition, and that nutrition is prayer. And different prayer gives different nutrition to our soul. And without prayer, we wither. And we expose our soul to nasty and outside world full of bad influences and passions. Prayer is a journey from soul of soul towards God. Prayer gives us an opportunity to reach God and be united with Him. Prayer creates atmosphere where our soul lives. Prayer gives air to our soul. Prayer kind of keeps us in check and keeps us away from falling into serious passions. But if we do not pray, then we are exposed to Satan. And the longer we do not pray, the worse it gets. The worse our soul gets withered. This is why we should pray. But today's gospel tells us something more. It tells us that it's not enough just to pray. Just to come once a week and expect that everything is all right. Saint Theophan gave a question to himself in one of his writings, and he says, why is it that people pray so poorly? And he answers himself right away, and he says, people pray poorly because they feel as though they are just fine in the sight of God, even without praying. The Pharisee enumerated his rights to be heard and left the temple with nothing. It was like saying nowadays that I do things out of obligation. I come on Sunday service because it's a day of obligation. Where is our love for God? Do we really think that doing the bare minimum will get us to heaven? Will save us? Wouldn't it sound better if we said, I come to church because I love God and I want to spend as much time with Him as I possibly can? The bad thing about the Pharisee is not that he actually did as he said. For indeed he should have done those things. The bad thing is that he presented it as something special. Whereas having done those things, should have done them, let them be. I might sound too rough, too rigid, but the truth is that I'm just returning back to our tradition. Tradition that is thousands of years ago, not 50. Quite honest with you, we as a priest failed our people. For past decades, we didn't teach anybody to pray, to have their prayer book in hands, to come to church earlier and prepare themselves. We failed our people. It's our responsibility. Now we have to fix it. So I am going back to our tradition. And it's tough, and I understand it. But there is no other way. For the personal prayer reveals where we are and where we need to be. And I think it's okay to say, I am Pharisee right now. But as soon as I can, I'm determined and I want to transition from being a Pharisee to become a publican. It is a healthy transition that all of us must go through if we want our prayer to be worthy, to be heard. And when this transition happens, we will also see that the worldly desires decline in our life, and we will yearn for more prayers and more quiet time, and not just personal prayer, but prayer in a church. Our prayer rule, which we do at home, all the prayers that we do at home supports today's liturgy. So if your prayer rule is strong, if you pray a lot at home, then the service of Sunday is beautiful. And then the divine liturgy is supposed to give you strength for the upcoming week to become more strong in your prayer, more fired up for Christ. So the next Sunday is even better because we are more hot for Christ. Publican prayed from the bottom of his heart, the Jesus prayer, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He knew that all his being was unworthy to be standing in a church and praying. Maybe we need to imitate him and pray the same prayer. And maybe we know that we won't remember that short sentence, so it would be better for us to follow our prayer book and do a certain rule, maybe prayers in the morning and evening that the book gives. All these things can be discussed with your spiritual father, father confessor, or even parish priest, especially when we don't know where to start. It's okay to have a guide. I'll share with you a spiritual guidance from one of my best friend priests. He's very wise and good man, and he said to me, you know, if we prayed for everything that we are supposed to pray each and every single day, we would be busy all day. That is true. The more we pray, the more we realize that we need to pray for other things. And that creates strong bond with Christ. And then we want to spend more time with Him. Let me end my homily with a beautiful saint, Elder Porphyrios. He says, when people are empty of Christ, 1,001 other things come and fill them up. Jealousies, hatred, boredom, melancholy, resentment, worldly outlook, worldly pleasures. Try to fill your soul with Christ so that it's not empty. Glory to Jesus Christ.